Good morning to Marion Kane from Down Syndrome Island, Ireland. Good morning, Marion.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Thanks for taking the call. You have a project, Fun Days campaign to raise funds. Yes.
Yes. Next Friday, the 25th, IBM, the digital computer company, are coming into our shops in Kilbarrick, in the GPO Arcade, and in Kimmage, to take over the running of our shops as a team-building exercise. They will price everything. They'll bring lots and lots of new stock, clothes, bric-a-brac toys. They will have raffles, freebies on the day. We're open from 9:30 till 5:30, and we hope to raise lots of money for Down Syndrome Ireland.
And can you give us the locations of those places?
Yeah, our own shop here is in Kilbarrick Shopping Centre, just behind the Kilbarrick Fire Station. And as I say, we'll be open from 9:30 till 5:30. And the other shops are in the GPO Arcade and on Sundrive Road in Kimmage.
So it's just a Dublin thing, is it?
It's just, our shops at the moment are mainly in Dublin. We also have one in Finglas Village, but that's not included in the shop wars at the moment. IBM take over our three shops, and for them it's a team building exercise, and whoever raises the most money in the shops, they get a trophy and certificate. We get the benefit of extra sales, extra money coming into the shops to help our friends and families with Down syndrome.
And what kind of money do you think you might raise this year?
Well, we're hoping on the day next Friday here in Kilbarrick, we're hoping to go above the 2,000 mark.
Great.
So that will be a huge benefit to us.
Hi, Marion. This is Michael. Tell me this. This is part of the fund, the larger Fun Days campaign, isn't it? The one that Hazelbrook Farm...
No, it's a separate, Michael, it's a separate entity. The HP Fun Days are sponsored by HP Ice Creams, and so that's a separate entity altogether. This is called Shop Wars, and it's where big corporate companies, as a team-building exercise for their employees, they send teams into our shops to compete against one another to see who can raise the most money.
That's a really great idea for a large company to get involved like that with the community, and to help fundraise as well. And I think it's great for the staff in these companies to get out and support their own local communities.
It's absolutely fantastic, because it gives them an idea of what's involved in running a charity shop and what's involved in selling items and all the work that's involved. Some people think charity shops, it's an easy number, so it shows them the work that's involved, and it gets them out from behind their desks. It gets them involved in the community, it gets them chatting to people. They meet people who have no problems and lots of problems, and it just gives them an insight into their community. And I would say any company, especially speaking for our shop here in Kilbarrick, because you're a Northside radio station, I would beseech any Northside company to get in touch with Down Syndrome Ireland, and by all means partake in our shop wars. We are always looking for companies to come on board for us.
Mark here, Marion. Rachel Allen, she's a big supporter of yours?
She is, that's correct. And we appreciate everyone who supports us, and we do have huge support from people, but no different than all the other charities that are around. We need lots and lots more, so the more we can get on board in efforts like this, like the HB Fun Days, which you can register at any stage. We have registration forms here in the shop. You just fill out the registration form, send it into the office, you get your ice cream vouchers, and you put on your ice cream party in your back garden or in your community centre, and you raise funds that way. So there's lots of different ways to raise funds for us, and we're open to all suggestions.
In general, how does your fundraising overall do for Down Syndrome Ireland?
It's not too bad. We don't get a whole lot of government support. We get some, but our fundraising now last weekend, Dun Stores were very kind to us, and we did a bag pack over the weekend that Dun Stores helped us out with. So that's another way of fundraising. We had World Down Syndrome Day there on the 21st of March. Now, that wouldn't be a fundraising day. That was basically a thank you day to recognize and celebrate people who have Down Syndrome and get people on board to say, look, here we are, this is what we do, why don't you help and support us?
It's next weekend, isn't it? That the
It's next Friday, all day Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. We'd love to see everyone come along and meet us and support us.
And I take it that the each of the locations, they'll all be fighting against each other, and they will they'll all be coming up with their own little initiatives to try and bring in some extra cash.
That's exactly it. And I, even here for our shop in Quebec, I don't know as yet what initiatives they're going to instigate on the day. It'll be as much a surprise to me as it will be to our customers and supporters. But usually it benefits everyone. It benefits us, because our takings will increase and we'll get donations, and it benefits the customer because there's usually raffles, there's usually freebies, and all the new items they bring along are usually priced very, very keenly.
So it's a good opportunity for a good deal on that day.
Fantastic opportunity.
So get people listening, get down there and spend.
Absolutely. Spend. You could even pick up all your Christmas presents.
I never thought of that.
There you go now.
you never know with it being IBM, you never know. You might even get a Big Blue down there.
You would never know what you'd get. It'll be a surprise to all of us.
It's a never-ending project, isn't it, raising money for these charities?
It is. It's absolutely never-ending. And we're actually, while I have you on the line, Mark, I might as well be very cheeky and promote. We just got the keys of a new shop yesterday out in Monastery Shopping Centre in Clondalkin.
Great.
I hope to open that in about 3 weeks.
Fantastic.
So that could be fantastic.
Monastery Shopping Centre in Clondalkin.
Monastery.
A new
in
store.
Clondalkin, yeah.
Great.
A new store.
And I presume it's going to grow. Would there be stores and stores and stores?
That's the whole idea. Yeah, if we can even get one store a year to open, it would be fantastic.
This is all voluntary,
because
isn't it?
It's all voluntary, and you know, we've a great team here in Kilbarrack. We have an amazing team of volunteers. We take on, you know, the social welfare CE scheme workers and workers. Mm-hmm. And we're just all about getting the community involved in their local area, in their local people, and seeing what we can do. We're a very friendly crowd here. People come in, have a chat. You don't necessarily have to buy on every occasion. Come in, have a chat with us, go off, and then the next day you're passing, you'll see something you like and you'll buy it then.
You find some very unique stuff in the charity shops. I drift in and out myself. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the go now. I've had people come in and they'll spot something and say they've been looking for years for that item.
You might even find a pair of flared jeans or something that you haven't seen anywhere.
You would never know what you'd find.
Tell me, the rent of the shops, I presume you have to make that out of your takings before you start?
Unfortunately, we do. And that could be another idea for businesses. They may sponsor, you know, a shop.
That would be a big expense, wouldn't it, the rent?
You know, and that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be your biggest expense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a huge expense. Yeah, it is.
So we should encourage businesses maybe to take that on board,
Absolutely.
You wouldn't be adverse to putting the name somewhere in the shop if they were paying?
Oh, absolutely not.
A little bit of advertising?
We will always acknowledge and advertise people who sponsor us and companies who sponsor us.
So maybe it would be good to get adjacent stores or shops close to you to advertise.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we can do stuff like that, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
just following on from what Mark was saying, I was listening to a program on and I have to keep this quiet so Ciarán, the boss, doesn't hear me, on another station.
Yeah.
And they were just talking about charity shops and how they're perceived in different countries. And they were saying that in the States, charity shops are now Main Street retailers, that it's quite acceptable, and it's a badge of honour to have gone in and got something in a charity shop. Where sometimes in this country people think, you know, oh, you're getting secondhand, but in the States it's seen as the right thing to do, the good thing to do, and you get the best bargains.
That's quite true. I would have customers here who will only shop in charity shops because they love the idea of supporting charities, be it our charity or be it another charity. You know, like everyone has their own favourite charities. So from that point of view, but I notice here now over the years, people are more inclined to go to charity shops now. You know, you will get people who may still object a little bit, but in general, I think a lot of people are much more open nowadays to going to charity shops. Yes, if they can get absolutely brand new items, that's fantastic. But they're quite happy now to buy, as we call them, not so much second hand as pre-loved.
Pre-loved, very good. Pre-used, I like that.
There you go.
I like that, pre-loved. Charity shops still, I spend a lot of time in Canada and the States, and the charity shops over there are ginormous now. They're as big as dollar stores. They're huge and they're fantastic. Mm. Charity shops here still seem to be small.
They are, because rents are so high.
Oh, is that what it is?
Rents are very expensive.
So you'd have the stuff to put into them, but you just don't have the room.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And people are very good. Like here in Kilbarrack, already we open at 9:30, and at 9:20 there was a lady outside the door with two big bags of donations.
Great.
And while yes, sometimes you get things that you can't sell, but in general, people are very kind, very generous. They give us very good stock, you know, clothes, shoes, handbags, bric-a-brac, toys, books, all those kinds of things, pictures, paintings. And, you know, the more of those we can get in our shops, obviously, the more we can put out and the more we can sell.
The more you can turn over, yeah. Well, look,
that's it.
Yeah. Listen, thanks very much for coming on. It was very informative, Mary.
And
I hope
maybe you'll keep us in mind on Friday and give us a call out a few times during the day.
Well, Michael will be on, and he's indicating that he will give you a shout out on Monday
Super
morning
Michael.
between 9:30 and 11.
Fantastic.
You know, he'll give you a shout out then. And thanks again from Mark here.
And thanks from Michael.
Not at all. Thanks a mil, Mark, for everything. You've been very kind and generous with your time.
Thank you.
Take care.